on the Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. We are joined by Premiership hero, four-time All-Australian, four-time Charlie Sutton medalist, and now author Marcus Bontempelli.
There aren't too many more exciting things in footy than when this bloke has the ball in his hands.
First inside 50. Bontempelli's got two. Bontempelli has got three. Playing one of the great grand finals in the skipper at the moment.
Please welcome the Bont, Marcus Bontempelli.
Yes, we are lucky enough to have the man that goes by the Bont on the Rush Hour. And as we can see there, Bont, where do we find you, buddy?
You know, lads, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm actually up in Exmouth at the minute, which is a, you know, 2-hour plane ride out of Perth, but a sort of 12-hour drive up north. So just enjoying some time off, mate.
Have you been back to Melbourne at all post the grand final and what went down over there?
No, I haven't been back just yet. I've been planning a trip around WA for a couple of years and tried to get across last year but couldn't out of the Gold Coast. So finishing up here probably made pretty good sense to spend a bit of time here and check out some of the good spots.
Nice spot up there. I went up there last year with Dougie Hawkins, the Bont, and there's a supermarket there, Days, and not a lot. It's
a supermarket.
Hot.
That was the highlight.
Well, shopping centre,
okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
But there is a brewery there that we went out the back and had a couple of frothies there and put on one of the great shows there. I think 14 people turned up. But you're travelling around, which is fantastic. You went up to the Tiwi Islands. Everyone says how good that is, Bont.
Yeah, it was a pretty special experience. I'd, you know, been to Darwin when I was a kid and then went last year probably for the first time since and did some good stuff. And this year again, we headed across to Tiwi to visit some of the communities and visit some of the schools. It's just a great experience. The rawness and the love for the game over there is so real and so passionate. It's quite refreshing heading over and just visiting and chatting to a few of the locals. So we had an awesome time over on the islands.
Yeah, they love their footy. They also love naming some of their kids after footballers. How many Bonts running around?
Ooh. Yeah, there was a couple. There was one fellow who ran for about 100 metres, I think, to give us a big hug and tell me that he was Bontempelli also. So we had that in common. But that were great. Their love for the game is so pure. And the people there just appreciate it, I think, seeing a few footballers over willing to say good day.
Absolutely fantastic work you're doing up there. No doubt you took the book that you've got there, Little Bont and the Big Secret, signing a few autographed copies for the good people up there.
Just a couple, mate. It's been an awesome project to be a part of, to bring out a kid's book. And I've been lucky to partner with a firm press and Fiona Harris, who's helped write it with me, and then the illustrations by Megan Higgins have just been awesome and really brought the story to life. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice feeling.
So, Daisy, you're a kids' book author also. What did you think of this?
I liked it, Bill. Yeah. It was fantastic. And I'll tell you what I did like, Bond, the way you broke it to your mum. Obviously, the story, there's family ties throughout the whole book. The tribute to your nana in the book at the start, fantastic. And the storyline that goes with it. But that was a great moment, obviously, FaceTiming it and seeing her reaction. You must have loved that. That must have been one of the most enjoyable parts.
It was. It was a bit challenging. I was in sort of Tassie at the time. It was just before or just after, I think, we played our first final. And we were stuck there for a couple of days. And I'm, you know, technologically okay, but it was a tough, difficult trying to get everything connected and the sound and audio going and also the visual. But it was a really cool part to being able to do the book. I kept it a secret from mum for most of the time until the book was announced that it was launching. And she was wrapped with it. She was so pumped to sort of see it up close in a sense. And you're right. It was a really special feeling to be able to reveal it to her and show people how she reacted.
Just a start of it, Bill. Vegemite sandwiches, sponge cakes, and too many scotch fingers. If that doesn't just encapsulate a childhood of the grandparents, I don't know what does.
Exactly. Bontempelli is Italian, yeah?
Yep.
So is she a nonna?
This was mum's side. So mum's background and heritage is, I guess she's got an Irish heritage, but nana was born here, but my pot was from Ireland. Yeah. So that was the Irish side, the Irish-Australian side.
Oh, the Scotch finger biscuits, they were
unbelievable. Dip them in nana's coffee and then they bust off and then nana would crack the sads all
afternoon.
And
they'd make pancakes. My nanny used to make the best pancakes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yep, nana was exactly the same, spot on.
So that's the big secret, of course. So that's good. Any bookstores? You've seen any up there in Exmouth?
I don't think they've made the trip up just yet, but I'm sure there'll be a box on the way for the people here to enjoy and hopefully indulge in. But all good bookstores. I think you'd be able to find a copy. So yeah, pretty exciting. Yeah, project we've done.
It is fantastic. Of course, this is just a small way into life after football and different things you can do outside of footy. We came across one when we were prepping for this interview. Were you aware back when of the Chris Hemsworth link to you and his love for you in the presentation he did for selling the game in the US?
Is this the video that he did?
Yeah.
I did catch a little bit or catch wind of that. It's pretty impressive to see, you know, the strong ties that Chris has with our football club and particularly myself. So you do appreciate when fans like to, you know, indulge and include themselves in the story and the journey.
I'd like to see that, it was called, and we've got it here. Have a listen, Bont.
Chris! We can't wait to hear you pitch, Chris. Now, you just take your time whenever you're ready.
The Bulldogs hadn't won a flag in 62 years, and the competition was tough. Down and out, missing their fearless leader, those brave underdogs found victory.
Chris.
But now it's 2017, new season, new battle.
What are you talking about?
Will the doggies go on to find glory? Or will another team rise up and steal their crown? Nobody knows. But the Bulldogs have a secret weapon, the Bont.
The Bont?
The Bont? How good's that? Have you ever met him?
I haven't. I know he was in the rooms off the back of the 16 grand final when we won, but there was a lot going on. He was swarmed by probably more people than we were, even after, like you said, breaking a drought, a 62-year premiership drought. So. But we've got a text here and there. He loves, I think, tuning in and watching the game. So it's nice to know he's obviously still got strong connections back with our football club.
Do you like the name The Bont? Because you're stuck with it regardless. But do you actually like being called The Bont? Because that's all we in the industry refer to you as.
Yeah, you don't really get a choice sometimes of the nicknames that follow you around. But I don't mind it. I think there's much worse you probably could have been sort of tagged with or called. So I was definitely happy to roll with something sort of simple. And I think people just struggled a bit with my last name early on, so it made it a lot easier to just abbreviate to the four letters.
Spot on. Hey, now the wash-up of the grand final, of course. Melbourne were going to win by 10 goals. Then the Doggies come back.
Just the Doggies, our man, Bill.
Oh, no, he started.
Just put him on the shoulder and said, come with me, boys.
He had to go forward and say, I'll kick the goals here. You blokes aren't doing anything. And then looked like the Doggies were going to win. And then I don't know what happened, but the D's exploded. But the wash-up there, mate, what's happened there?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, losing any grand final is always going to be disappointing, but especially when you consider, you know, we had a pretty strong, you know, grip on the game sort of throughout that third quarter, and it changed so quickly. They found an energy and an appetite to play at a level that we probably couldn't match in an instant almost. And it just felt like the game became really out of our control so quickly. So, unfortunately, we really couldn't find our way back into arresting some of the momentum, and they played a super game, a super season, and you really just have to let it go is probably my mentality. It's hard to. It's an emotional attachment you have to such a big game and a build-up, but the best thing is probably to let it go and just try again next year, and I feel like we're pretty well set up to hopefully have a good challenge over the next couple of years.
No doubt they'll be driving you and the rest of the boys over the pre-season, that little bit extra motivation, the fire in the belly.
Yeah, I think everyone will probably, you know, treat it differently. Some will probably completely disregard it and look to the future as how optimistic it could be. But I think definitely for some it might sting for a little while. And you can use that definitely, like you said, as a bit of motivation when things get tough in pre-season, as you blokes would know, there's moments throughout that you wonder about whether it's all too hard, and that might just give that extra bit of incentive to keep going.
What was the crowd, the ground, Perth, what was it all like? Because everyone's raved about it.
Yeah, mate, it was pretty epic. They put on a really good show. You know, obviously we didn't probably experience the entertainment and the build-up being in the rooms and then trying to go through your normal prep. But from a sound perspective, and obviously that stadium being as new as it is so well equipped to host such good events and especially that sort of game. So, you know, luckily I've played in another one, so I've got something to compare it to, but it was pretty close in terms of what it was able to provide from an atmosphere perspective.
And Easton Wood came out a bit of a shock to most of us that he's hung up the boots. Ooh. How did he break that to you guys? Obviously, you're all around the world but Australia at the minute in different parts. How did that go down?
Yeah, we spoke a few weeks beforehand and he let me know that, you know, this was the right time for him and his reasons for why he felt like it was time for him to sort of hang him up. And he's been such a a strong influence for me and the football club for a couple of years. Obviously, he captained the 2016 premiership in Bob's absence and continued to drive the you know positive culture that we wanted at the football club. So he's had an incredible career, one with you know multiple challenges, and then found his way out of it and became you know probably one of the best, especially for a couple of years there, one of the best intercepting sort of defenders in the league. So you know it's disappointing. We'll miss him, but he's got two young kids now that I'm sure he can't wait to spend more time with.
Spot on. He's been a very good player for you and a captain, of course. Hey, now, what's on the Savo up there at Exmouth? I think you've got a couple of mates up there, Norton. You got Josh Dunkley. If you got Josh Dunkley, you've probably got Adam Treloar. Surely they're in rooming together.
I think Josh is over in Noosa at the minute. He's chilling out. I think Adam might be back home. He had to have some a little clean-up or two. But who's he? Aaron Norton and Jamara, Hugo Hagen, the young fella.
Yep.
And a couple of Aaron Norton's mates are all WA locals. I think mud crabbing's on the cards, which I'm not sure I'll be sticking my hands in too many holes. But it might be a bit of watching for me, and I'll just get ready when the food's ready to be cooked and eaten.
Seems like the smart play there, mate. Well, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the off season. Rest up. We can't wait to see you back in action next season. The book, of course, is Little Bont and the Big Secret. It is available now from all bookstores and online. Marcus Bontempelli, you are a superstar.
Thank you, gents. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bont.
It's the Rush Hour, Billy and Daisy on Triple M.